They get worse, really. The next one is a touch more extreme. It's delightful that the lights are out. It's a Chinese translation, and I'm always afraid that there are going to be angry Chinese in the audience when I read it. Because I don't know a single character of this fascinating language. I work from side-by-side versions. Very useful sort of book I have that has English on one side, Chinese on the other. And I do various tricks with this. From the English crib, I make a little précis of the sense. And I permutate the words in this précis, and I lay them out to look as Chinese as I can. I don't know if you can see at the back, but there's a very thin strip of text and a great deal of Chinese white all around it. It's pretty Chinese, actually. When I come to read it aloud, I try to make it sound as Chinese as I can. Really, I don't have with me my floor-length kimono and my drooping moustache, but you'll have to imagine that. Well, this one is called At the House of Jade, and it's from the Chinese of Fan Chung Yen, whom you remember lived from 989 AD to 1052 AD. You do remember, yes, I knew you'd remember, yes. Well, the basic set of words I permutate is leaves drifting, cold, house empty, absence, lamplight, loneliness. Sleeves drift. I house. Light in week old lamp leaves me less old. Empty, ample lies. Oh, I know. Yes, lift alone light. Light in empty home. I shift house light my lamp. If she is leaves drift in me. So, the Chinese poem. Actually, I suppose it's about as indebted to Stockhausen as to the Chinese, but that's another matter.